And welcome to Community Kitchen. It's kicking in. Winter's here, and we're going to be talking warm family foods, always with that focus that we can actually get a little bit more veg, we can save a bit of money, we can please everybody and enjoy the meal at the same time. I went to the show over the weekend, and it made me really think about the fact I saw someone walking past with a loaded potato, and I thought of some really good ways just to use some economical dishes. And we'll get to that. We're going to do some loaded sweet potato, potatoes, purple, orange, white. But I thought about the fact that on these cold nights, nothing is better than a mac cheese. And you know what I'm like? I always love to have that extra meal up my sleeve. The mac cheese, of course, using your pasta here. And if you boil some, boil a little bit extra, because that macaroni or whatever pasta you're using can actually go into a soup. It can go into we used to even have a macaroni pudding as a kid as a sweet. So there's lots of ways to use that little bit extra. And, of course, it if you've got that done and you've freezed it and put it in a really good plastic bag, popped it in the freezer flat so it doesn't take long to thaw out, it's a quick meal and it's really fast. You know, when it's cold, kids are whingy, they're cold, they want to have something nice and nice to eat. This is a great afternoon meal. And of course, with a mac cheese, be generous with your cheeses. I usually use a few. I like a really good cheddar. I like to put some parmas in there, little bits and pieces that you keep. If you have a look in the fridge, there's always those little, like you might have a good pickle cheese or something that you've had, or a Mersey cheese, and you can combine that. But what about also steaming, say, something like, or grating the cauliflower, because that's just going to add to the flavour. With your bechamel sauce, always make extra, because the next night that can become a pie. It can become the basis for a pie with the extra sauce. So 2 cups of milk to 2 tablespoons of butter to 2 tablespoons of flour, and all your cooking, of course, get a little whisk. I always put the butter in and just gently whisk in the plain flour. And just when it all comes together and it's starting to have that nice buttery colour, not too brown, just take it off a little bit, just pour a little bit of milk in. If you're super organised, you'll have some warm milk on the go. If you're not, you'll have cold milk. So you're just going to put in that slowly but not on top of the stove and blend that in with the whisk, then put it back on, a bit of grated nutmeg, salt and pepper to taste. But make a bit extra, because honestly, it is a good base, you know, for a really good creamy veggie pie, or you might have that leftover chook from Sunday when you bought a chook up at the supermarket, even though you've probably been poaching and saving a little bit extra. But grated cauliflower in there, how delicious. So when you're through with boiling the macaroni or whatever pasta you're doing, strain that out, keep a bit of water. Even if you just blanch, pardon me, the cauliflower for just a short period of time, just to take that crunch off it, and it adds to the cream. And then you put your cheese into the bechamel sauce and pour that all through the macaroni and the cauliflower. Absolutely delicious. It could be a really nice little open base pie, even if you want to cook that with some phyllo pastry. You could grate in some other veggies in there, some zucchini, some nice flavouring, and the bechamel sauce will keep it together. Another one I thought of, which was a really good little follow-on from the potato, is the sweet potato shepherd's pie. And come across this really beautiful book. It's in praise of vegetable. Got on sale at one of the big major shops down there. And the combinations are just brilliant. All categorised into the orange veg, the green veg, the white, and seasonal. So you can have a little look through. But this particular one, they're just using sweet potatoes, put them on the rack in the oven. They're about 40 to 45 minutes to do that. And because we're doing loaded sweet potatoes, you could do some extra for another night in the week. So all you want to do is actually soften them up a little bit. I love the mashed sweet potato. Some people don't. But remember, it's a lot wetter than the regular potato, because if you put milk in it like you do with a normal, it'll become too sloppy. So I usually just, I always steam my potatoes. I don't put my potatoes in water, because I find they're a better mash if they're just steamed. Or just, as I said, put them in the oven, put a little split down the middle, give them a good wash beforehand, of course, and just cook them along. You're going to be using that oven, so it's an easy one. And you need to bake them about 45 minutes. Take them out, and then with the you'll just push all of that beautiful sweet potato mixture out and mash that with a little bit of butter and some nutmeg. But in the meantime, you're going to fry off some pancetta and you're going to – or bacon. You might have a little bit of minced beef or pork, an onion, carrot, celery, some Worcestershire sauce. That's a fantastic flavour. Some garlic, tomato paste, about a cup of beef stock. And you can also put in there lots of other veggies. Now, you could grate zucchini in there. You could put some peas in there and a little bit of cream just to make that sort of a nice, rich sauce. I sometimes, if I'm making a shepherd's pie, when I've put my mince in, and I've fried that off with all my other goodies, I'll sometimes just sprinkle a little bit of plain flour in there before I put my stock, or this particular recipe calls for cream. And that just holds it together and gives, you know, the same filling you have if you're doing a meat pie, which I think is really delicious. And then once you've done that, all you're going to do is put all that mixture into a casserole dish, top with the sweet potato mixture, sprinkle some salt flakes on it if you like, and in the oven. Fantastic. But you can actually use, rather than using beef if you don't want to, you can change that around and do a combination of beans. You can do mushrooms, you can use lentils. But that is a lovely dish. Once again, it's economical and it's extra tasty. And that's what we're trying to do here on Community Kitchen. Spread the word, eat well, and doesn't cost you an absolute fortune. When we come back, we're going to be talking loaded sweet potatoes, purple onion, and the good old basic white. And of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking about loaded potatoes, and I thought today we'd talk about the good old sweet potato. The purple sweet potato is beautiful. Particular recipe showed that they just bake them in the oven, and once they're soft, 40 to 45 minutes, you're just going to fill them with corn and some coriander, some chives, some sweet potato. I love the white potato like this because I think it's something that's really palatable to the younger taste buds. Now, you can do that with the savoury mince that you use for your shepherd's sweet potato shepherd's pie if you made a little bit extra. If you're not using the mince, you can use it with the beans, which is beautiful. Once again, you're topping that at the end where you're adding your cheese, your sour cream and all the goodies, and let the family decide what they want to top it with. It's a little bit like where you have Taco Tuesday, where you actually use your own combinations and you'll be surprised what they are willing to try, especially when the colours are really beautiful. Kids love that selection. Now, with the orange sweet potato, I make a particular orange potato, chickpea, and I do a peanut butter sauce with that, which is beautiful. And how I do mine is I cook off some garlic, usual suspects, some onion. I put in the actual little sweet potato cubes and chickpea, and then I put a small can of cream of coconut, and I add a really, really good amount of sweet chili sauce and some peanut butter, and just cook that into a really nice nutty sauce. Now, that would sit so well inside the orange sweet potato, and that would have a little a bit of a different slant to it. You could serve that with the coriander, or one of my favourites, which I just love, orange sweet potato. If I cook that in the oven and I split it just when it's cooked and soft, and I fill that with blue cheese, and it's just delicious. It really tastes a dream. And you could serve that as a side with something, whether it be some chicken you've done on the barbecue or some beef. But it really is a fantastic accompaniment. It's economical. It's warm and filling. And the next day for your lunch, you have got those particular leftovers, of course you will have some, whether it be the white potato with the beans or the savoury mince or the orange with the coconut sauce, peanut sauce, or the blue cheese or the purple with the corn. These can be actually put in salads and just added to, because I think it's just a really good way to be able to get, number one, variety, and number two, some great veggies into the family meal. I also find that we forget sometimes just the simple things that are so good. We had some leftover corned beef. I like it, but I'm not a really big fan of corned beef. My husband loves it. I'll have a little bit of it, but I prefer roast beef if I'm going to have a cold beef sandwich or something. But fritters are a really good way of using up some of those little combinations, whether it's some grated vegetables in there, some chopped up corned beef. I don't know whether you had them as children, but we did, and we'd have them with tomato and chopped up beef, maybe some onion cut very finely, and corn or whatever mum had sitting in the back. I mean, remember years ago, the variety of vegetables were not as big as we have now. And so everything was a little bit simpler. So when we do come back, I'm going to talk about some really good ways to make something like a simple corn fritter. And I love food that can go into the lunchbox. So far, you've got some mac cheese left over. You've got some sweet potato shepherd's pie. You've got some leftover loaded potatoes, which are just delicious. And let's hope we've got some corn fritters left. I'll share that recipe with you when we come back on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. Of course, we're always talking food on this show. It's a good thing to do. It makes you think about what you can eat for the week. It changes things. Thank you to those people who send me those emails. I love sharing the recipes. I hope that you enjoyed the pumpkin soup that you cooked with the lentils and goodies for that person who emailed me. I like it. I think it's good. So we got some corn fritters that, once again, in this particular In Praise of Veggie book that they're sharing. But they're making them in three different ways, which, as you know, I like to have those changes where you can make one basic meal into something a little bit scrummy. And this particular combination is they use a Tex-Mex fritters, or they use an Indonesian fritter, or they use an Indian fritter. You can use frozen corn. You can slice the corn off the fresh corn and stir that through. And also, it's really, really good. You can buy a pancake mix from the shop, but it's so easy. I always think it's 1-1-1, one egg, one cup of flour, and a couple of cups of milk. But with your fritters, you change this around a little bit. And sometimes I find that if I use, say, for example, if I use something like an arrowroot, which gives a different flavour and it makes it really crunchy when you cook them, then, of course, you're not going to be using milk. But this particular recipe uses 2 cups of frozen corn, 1/2 cup of self-raising flour, 2 eggs, 1/3 cup of milk, 1/2 cup of grated halloumi, some salt, some cracked pepper, and then using peanut oil for shallow frying. And basically all you're doing is putting the corn into a bowl, adding the flour and toss through to coat, then add the eggs, the milk, halloumi, salt flakes and pepper, and allow to stand for about 15 minutes with any combination of fritter or pancake. Always good to do that. And then you can start to get creative. So with the Tex-Mex fritters, they added a teaspoon of paprika, smoked paprika, one small grated red onion, and 1/2 bunch of shredded coriander, and served that with some lime wedges, extra coriander and chili salt, or mayonnaise spiked with chilies or smoked paprika. Sometimes I just put the Shirasa in the mayo. Beautiful. You can get a coconut one too, which is just sensational. Now with the Indonesian, you're adding to the batter about 100 grams thinly sliced green or snake beans, about a teaspoon of finely grated ginger, one finely grated seeded red chili, And you serve that with a beautiful Vietnamese dipping sauce. Or you can do the Indian fritters, and you fry the leaves from two curry leaf branches or half a bunch of coriander until crisp, and they taste delicious. Then crumble one third into the batter, and you stir in 1 teaspoon of ground turmeric, and you cook as before. But you serve scattered with the remaining leaves, plain yogurt, and a dollop of coriander raiti, and maybe a little bit of mango pickle. And with that, I think that these just add, these stories that we talk about, flavour, they just make it a little bit more interesting, don't they? Because I love to have dipping sauces and flavours and things like that, because it just makes it more memorable when you're actually buying food or eating food, because it just lifts the flavour. It's what it's all about. I think so many people that you talk to have said, you know, they had really boring food as children and they never really enjoyed eating. I've always enjoyed eating. I think it's just one of those things that I was lucky enough that we – well, number one, I think we weren't allowed not to eat our food. But number two, our food was basic, but it was really good and wholesome. And I think you just spent so much energy outside and doing things when you're a kid, little, that it really makes you want to eat. So enjoy this bit of a cold spell we're having. There's some nice warm food for you. Remember to make that little bit more, because these corn fritters, for example, would be lovely in a lunchbox. And they're sort of things that if you need inspiration, something like that just adds to. Do the Tex-Mex fritters. I'm sure that'll go down as a treat. Or the Indonesian fritters, which I think I would love. And the Indian fritters with that curry sounds absolutely delicious, especially with a mango pickle. Enjoy your week. And, of course, I'll be back next week. And I hope I inspire you to try something a little bit different and enjoy the family table. Thanks for joining me.